Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
For 20 years, that's what they've called me, Mr. Humble, and so deserved, such a deserved title right here. Welcome back. I'm glad you're here. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Steve Forbes back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. I don't have to introduce you to him. You know so much. You know who he is, the third generation in charge of the Forbes empire, the Forbes media empire over there. It's still a great company after all these years, after 100 years. The author of a number of books, including Reviving America, including Freedom Manifesto, several others that he's written over the years that are so important. And he's our good friend, Steve Forbes. Welcome back.
Good to be with you again, Jim, and congratulations.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. But you know what? I'm just a little foundling. I mean, I can barely hold a candle to you because you invited me to your 100th anniversary. How about that?
Right. And we celebrated a few weeks ago, as you know. And
yeah.
I had to tell my young grandson, two-year-old, that it was the magazine that was 100, not his grandfather.
Yeah, they get confused about that. But it was a great event, and I want to thank you for inviting me, and I want to tell you that it was just a wonderful event. You had a lot of folks there from all over the world helping you celebrate. Some big names like Warren Buffett, and little names like me and some other folks.
Now you're not little, and having Warren Buffett sing a duet with Stevie Wonder, I thought that was
awesome, wasn't it? So 100 years of Forbes is what a great success story, and only in America, right?
Absolutely. My grandfather was one of 10 children, great school education, not a lot of money when he came over here, but like millions, he had dreams and ambitions and an opportunity to realize them.
Yeah.
And it's been quite a tumultuous 100 years, both in terms of what's happened around the world, and then also our own course, you know, barely surviving the 30s, dealing with the Internet. But one good thing we are always proud of is that, as you know, 1917, the Russian Revolution gave us the horrible communism.
Right.
And
we've had to fight that all the time. Can you imagine what would be going on if Russia had taken a parallel track with us?
Oh, no. And so we're at least happy that our creation, my grandfather's creation, outlasted Lenin's creation.
Right. No kidding. So. Absolutely. So let's look at the economy real quick. I want to get your thoughts on what do you see as what you're excited about the economy and what you're frightened about the economy?
Well, the economy is starting to pick up some steam. Business investment's starting to perk up a little bit. Consumer confidence. People are confident again, despite Washington. But the concerns are, one is that we don't get in a trade war with our trading partners. Hopefully we can revive and reform these things.
But are you like me? You're glad to know that at least going forward, we're going to negotiate deals that are fair for America?
Well, what needs to be done, especially with China, is stop stealing our property,
right.
You know, know-how.
Intellectual property.
Let our companies in, you know, a little reciprocity.
Right.
How about some fair play?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think Mr. Trump's the man to do that, don't you?
I think so. I think he's made that abundantly clear. And not to mention that we're finally, belatedly, after 20 years, taking North Korea seriously and
Iran
seriously.
Are you worried about those two? Are they existential threats? Or is this just bluster for positioning? What do you think?
Well, when you have a a guy who has been in a bubble all his life, except for a brief period, and thinks he runs the world and shooting everyone around him.
Right, Kim Jong-un.
And he's got weapons, missiles that are soon going to reach every city, major city in the U.S. with a hydrogen bomb on it. You can get a miscalculation.
Mm-hmm.
So the more we put the pressure on now, the better. And with Iran, we know they're on a glide path to becoming a nuclear power. They're right. already going full bore on missiles.
And there's no way they're ever going to play act right. They're never going to go abide by any agreement, right?
No, and unless it's one that's favorable to them, then they'll go along.
They've already got that one. Obama gave them that one 2 years ago.
He gave them everything they wanted.
Yeah.
And so to take Iran to the mat now, rather than waiting for it to become another North Korea, absolutely.
As right.
Being said about Iran, fix that agreement, fix it or nix it.
I agree with that. Hold on to that thought. When we come back, I'm going to get Steve to weigh in on the tax proposals that are coming out of Congress these days and how they compare to his simple flat tax idea. 2012, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.